All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. Our next guest is Deborah Robinette. She is the lead organizer and co-director of the Paul Festival, taking place at the end of this month in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the show, Deborah. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you joining us today. So,
thank you for having me.
I'm very happy to have you. Please tell us all about it. What are the days? What are the times? How much does it cost? How can people get involved? What happens to them if they go to paulfestival.org?
Okay. It's from Friday to Sunday, August 24th through the 26th. We're opening up around 1 in the afternoon, and we go till about 11 or 12 at night most of the night. Right now we're having a 2-for-1, so if you buy a ticket online, you get one free. That's just online before the event, though. Once the event happens, that deal goes away. So if people really want to take advantage, it's a good time to go to paulfestival.org and buy your ticket and get one free. Children are free under the age of 12. We're going to have some children's activities there. There's going to be vendors, lots of good food and beverages and beer, of course. Can't have a festival without beer. And really, really great, well-known speakers and nationally known bands like Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Grammy winners Burns and Poe, used to be Trick Pony. We've got lots of really good popular local bands from the Tampa area, Circle to Circle, Greg Billings, Heartless. So it's going to be a really good event. We also have Atlas Shrugged coming. The producers of the sequel will be at the event doing a sneak peek preview. And some of the cast members may be there as well, and they're giving away T-shirts. We're going to have a play, a musical, that's going to be happening on Sunday afternoon. Chuck Baldwin, everybody knows Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He was the former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party in the last election. And he'll be there. He's going to speak on Saturday night, but he's also going to offer a Sunday morning worship service on Sunday morning. So it's going to be great. There's going to be a lot of things to do. It's indoors. Nobody has to worry about the muggy, rainy, nasty weather that happens this time of year in Tampa. It'll be air-conditioned and comfortable, and it'll be really great.
Cool. Sounds like a lot of fun. So now tell us all about the different speakers there.
Well, we have Tom Woods, Lou Rockwell, and Walter Block, all from the Von Mises Institute, to talk about the economy and Austrian economics. Peter Schiff will be there, well-known economist, talking as well. Sheriff Mack will be there. Larry Pratt, founder of Gun Owners of America. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers. We have representatives from the Independent Institute that will be there, David Thoreau. We have members of the Libertarian Party who will be there. Presidential candidate Barry Johnson will be there, and his vice presidential candidate, Judge Gray. We also have the vice presidential candidate for the Constitution Party who will be there, Jim Clymer, and another presidential candidate for the Independent Party, Robbie Wells. So we've got quite a mix. There's many, many more. There's I can't even think of all of the speakers that are going to be there. We're even adding some. Bubba the Love Sponge will be speaking. He's well known in Tampa, and a radio personality will be speaking there. There'll be lots of Lipsy fans. And you can see the schedule on the website, too. It goes into detail about who's going to be on what day.
Well, it sure looks like a lot of fun.
Thank you.
I'm speaking
right
around dinner time on Sunday night, and I'm still trying to decide what to talk about. I think the email said I got 12 minutes, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you can pad it a little bit. A few minutes here or there, but
you don't want to encourage me to do that now.
Well, you're so good on foreign policy that we're hoping that you're going to touch on that. Michael Scheuer will be speaking on it as well,
mm-hmm.
And Adam Kokesh will be there with his vets. So it'll be interesting. We need to, you know, touch on that. And, you know, the main reason for doing this is really we're trying to honor Dr. Paul. We view him as the founding father of the freedom movement. Barry Johnson on a call recently told us that, you know, he said, you do realize that this is the fastest growing movement in the country right now, don't you? And we were all a little, I mean, it didn't occur to us. But, you know, here's a man who would know because he's been in politics for a long time and he's had his finger on the pulse, and he realizes just how big this movement is growing. And one of our objectives was to converge on Tampa so that the country can see our numbers and see the support and learn firsthand about individual liberty at our event. Because, you know, we want to have fun, we want to celebrate, but we also want to, you know, spread the message of individual liberty and adherence to the Constitution and how important those things are to our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, from the videos of the Ron Paul kind of counter convention that was held, it was sort of a Ron Paul festival that was held there in Minneapolis back in 2008. That thing was huge, like a Slayer concert or something. It was incredible. So
it was 20,000 people. Yep.
So I regret to this day that I wasn't there for that. I wasn't able to attend, but so this has got to be, I don't know how many times bigger than that you're planning for, but this is really going to be something else now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we're really hoping so. I know that Ron Paul has an event that he's putting together on Sunday, and all you have to do is RSVP for his event. You know, we sell tickets, but that's because we have a lot of, you know, we don't have campaign funds. So we had to sell tickets, but he's already got well over 7,000 people at his event. So people are coming to Tampa, and, you know, Florida's getting energized. And the supporters down there are gearing up and getting ready for this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hmm.
And it's going to make a statement.
Well, geez, that's too bad that there's this split between the two parties. I don't understand why. It's why isn't the campaign just merging their thing with this thing?
Well, you know, I really think it's because the campaign wanted to give their delegates their marching orders for the convention, and they wanted to have a separate thing. We offered Sunday to them. You know, they could have complete control over Expo Hall and do it, but they decided that they wanted to have, you know, a separate, you know, situation, and we don't really understand why. But, you know, I was just on the phone with Dr. Paul yesterday, and he's very, very appreciative and supportive of the event. He's got family members that have bought tickets that are planning on coming. Oh, by the way, his brother, Wayne Paul, is going to be speaking at the event. He's an advocate of alternate currencies, you know, talks about, you know, the potential economic collapse and things like that. But so, I mean, the support is there for the event from Dr. Paul.
Yeah, I would have bet that.
Yeah. But you know, for some reason they felt the need to have their, it could be RNC pressure too. You know, maybe the RNC felt threatened by his grassroots support.
Well, I guess the campaign people, they have some kind of plan for what they want to do at that convention. I don't know what's the point at this point when.
I don't either, since they, you know, since they,
we might as well just, all just, like you were saying, drink beer.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we see the festival as a way for everybody to meet and network. You know, like-minded people from across the nation getting together and networking, meeting each other, arming themselves with information, going back into their communities and getting ready, you know, for what's to come. Because we have to be prepared. We have to, you know, launch this movement into a direction that brings awareness but also prepares us. Because, you know, our choices are terrible for our presidents. And, you know, since Jesse Benton said that they're not going to ask for a nomination on the floor, then he's out of it. He's basically out of it. So, it's, you know, it's all for show now.
Right. So we might as well have a bunch of speeches. That, to me, is the real legacy here is, you know, let's all just keep giving speeches about liberty till everybody gets it.
Right.
You know,
yep.
That's what Ron Paul did this whole time. He never even got any laws repealed, I don't think, much less passed, which is fine. I never wanted him to pass anything. It was all about the speeches, so let the speeches roll, I say. All right. Thank you very much, Deborah. I can't wait to meet you in person and see you there in Tampa.
Yeah, Looking forward to meeting you too, Scott. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. That's Deborah Robinette. She is a co-director and lead organizer of the Paul Festival. That's paulfestival.org, featuring Gary Johnson and Tom Woods and Lou Rockwell and me and Adam Kokesh and Michael Scheuer and Peter Schiff and a bunch of bands.